Most of the birders who pull into Juneau's Rainforest Trail parking lot at 8 a.m. are locals. But Audubon tour docent Brenda Wright sets some expectations for out-of-towners and newbies.
So this is a really hot spot for our red-breasted sapsucker here. You're going to see tons of trees.
You're kidding. That's why I'm here. I want to see that bird.
You haven't seen one yet?
Lynn Hartman is visiting Juneau from Minnesota. She came for the birds. Red-breasted sapsuckers, red-throated loons, Pacific wrens, and the Pacific slope flycatcher.
I'm now retired from the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, and birding is my passion.
Hartman is among the growing number of birders that come to Alaska each year. She and her partner, Mary Johnson, are in town for a week, staying at a bed and breakfast. They've been to the glacier a couple times in hopes of seeing Arctic terns. They took a whale-watching tour. They eat at restaurants. And Mary goes to the municipal pool every morning.
Yeah, we've been trying to take advantage of local culture. You know, we can't bird 12 hours a day.
Birders are the world's largest group of ecotourists. And according to a recent study, they're a real moneymaker in Alaska. And the state has only begun to cash in. They stay longer and spend more than non-birding visitors. One of the study's authors is Tobias Schwerer, a research professor at University of Alaska Fairbanks International Arctic Research Center.
All the people who said they watched birds, if we sum up their spending, you know, it was over $300 million in 2016, in 2016 dollars.
He says birders generate more than 3,000 jobs in the state. And they're coming because Alaska is home to the world's largest concentration of shorebirds. And it's a globally significant breeding ground for migratory birds.
We have these hot spots and they're still intact.
Alaska has the most important bird areas of any state. And yes, important bird area is an international metric overseen in the U.S. by the Audubon Society.
Well, Alaska is kind of the last little bit of wild where they can have a very intact ecosystem to support their populations.
That means opportunity statewide, but especially in rural places. Natalie Dawson, another author, says she got the idea for the study while guiding in remote parts of Alaska.
If I was in a community and there was a rare bird that had blown over from some other place in the circumpolar north, I would find people that had like traveled thousands of miles just to see like individual birds.
She said birders are motivated to get out where the birds are, even if it means departing from the beaten path. Places like the North Slope to see eider ducks or out west to the Pribilof Islands for seabirds. Far-flung destinations that draw birders intent on seeing rare species that can't be found elsewhere in the nation. But Dawson says the study showed more than half of the birders' money is spent in Southeast Alaska.
We believe that one of the draws to communities in Southeast Alaska is the fact that there are these birding festivals in a couple communities.
Things like the Hummingbird Festival in Ketchikan, the Bald Eagle Festival in Haines, and Cordova's Copper River Delta Shorebird Festival that has lured birders off the road system for decades. Dawson says there's more opportunities for small communities there. Back on the rainforest trail in Juneau, Lynn Hartman is standing in the trees listening to birdsong. No red-breasted sapsucker today, but she and Martha spotted a Pacific slope flycatcher.
And he was singing his song when I saw him, so his signature song.
And there's still time for that sapsucker. They're in town for a few more days. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strempel.